USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A major hospital system in Texas has reported their first confirmed case of the Lambda variant of the coronavirus. Houston Methodist hospitals say they've identified a patient with the strain first identified in Peru last August. The variant has spread to at least 29 other countries, mostly in South and Central America. So far, about 700 cases of the variant have been identified in the U.S. Houston Methodist's announcement coming as the area deals with a spike in cases attributed to the highly transmissible Delta variant. And the government of Haiti has chosen a new prime minister following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Neurosurgeon Ariel Henry was appointed by Moïse for the position just days before his killing. Henry's ascension to the position comes after acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph stepped down to allow Henry to take the role. Joseph will resume in his previous capacity as defense minister. Reuters reporting that Henry used his inaugural address Tuesday to call for unity and stability for the Haitian people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I'm commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
President Biden held an in-person cabinet meeting Tuesday to mark his first 6 months in office, where he touted the accomplishments of his administration. Speaking to reporters, he touted the results of his American Rescue Plan.
Shots in arms that saved a lot of lives, checks and tax cuts to give them just a little extra breathing room, ordinary Americans, and lower health care costs just when so many Americans needed that help. And it's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office. Again, thanks to all of you. And with our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
It was the first time in his presidency that Biden had held a full cabinet meeting with all members in attendance because of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread here in the U.S., there have been renewed pushes to get people vaccinated, with some health officials warning that the virus will hit the unvaccinated hard. Lance Pry has more.
As 56% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly half of America is vaccinated. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS News says if you don't have the vaccine, you will get the Delta variant.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Dr. Maury McCarthy on Fox News concurs with some asterisks.
Well, I know Dr. Gottlieb very well, and he's absolutely correct. But remember, about half of those unvaccinated already had the infection. They've got natural immunity, which has proven durable despite its dismissal by the current public health administration. So that leaves about 15% or less of the population.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the head of the Tokyo Olympics organizing committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there is a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games that are set to begin on Friday. Since July 1st, there have been 67 confirmed cases of COVID among those accredited for the games. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.